Okay, ma'am, thank you so much for holding for me. I'm sorry about that wait. I tried
No problem. I was getting some work done. It's all good.
Okay. I was trying to get through to the service provider, but I did not get an answer. So I sent over an email to let them know that you do have an additional unit that you wanted installed. Yeah. So we'll be reaching out to you. Will you verify your contact phone number?
Well, honestly, when I was on hold, my husband, unfortunately, well, like I said, he's really, really ill. And he said, never mind. I just thought human to human, they might be able to help us out, and we could pay him a little extra. And he said,
okay,
if it kills me, I'll get it in, which I really don't want him to do. But can
right.
we just at least set up the appointment for the install, and if by some miracle it speaks on somebody's heart and they don't mind helping us out? Because I wasn't trying to get anything for free or nothing. I was just
last year, I completely understand. With
Home
right.
Depot, it was such a horrible experience. And they still owe us money, if I'm being honest, which isn't your problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I was just hoping this year we could work this out nice and early, get them in. Like I said, your guys did an amazing job, and they were in and out. Like I said, they're small units. You know, for the average person, it'd probably be nothing. But I have heart issues. My husband's
right.
got the lung cancer. We're both a hot mess this year. But can we set up something for so they can at least do the one? Because that one, you know, is paid for, and it's sitting here.
Right, of course. And we'll be giving you a call on your contact phone number in order to get you scheduled. Right now, I don't have the next available date, so that's why we have to, we'll be giving you a call back in order to get that scheduled for you.
Okay, you know what? Can you do me a favor? Because, and I don't know if I can even trust them, the guy at Home Depot told me that you guys tried to call us, but you were on our do not call list, and I said, we don't have a do, I said, people call us all day long. Telemarketers, you wouldn't believe, they start at 8 and they stop at 9 all day long. And I said, I wish I had a do not call list, but it's weird because today the phone, I've been sitting by it hoping to hear from you because, like, I didn't know how it worked. We got the thing delivered yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So can I just give you my cell phone? And if, you know, try the house phone, but that scares me. I said, why would I put a company that's going to come install something for me on a do not call list? That just doesn't make sense. I don't have a do not call list. So I just want to give you a second number that you can call. And, you know, please feel free to leave a message if, you know, for some reason we have a lot of doctor's appointments. I don't, you know, get to both right away. But I just thought of that because, you know, I'm wondering if that's why, I mean, if that's true, if somebody from where you are did reach out to us and it said, you're on my do not call list, which doesn't make sense. But anyway, so can I give you an alternate phone number?
Of course. Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
Okay. 203-558-6293, and just so you know, I don't own a smartphone. I call it my dumbass phone. It's just a little flip phone.
Okay.
So I don't have it, like, on constantly because it's old, but, you know, it does the trick when the power, God forbid, goes out, and when I'm out walking, I have it on. But, you know, I'm anxious to get these in, and at least the one that, you know, we did already pay for and stuff, it would be great. And if, you know, there's any way you could figure out helping us with the other one, we're happy to pay you whatever and do it that way, because like I said, Home Depot, they're just beyond ignorant. I don't know what's going on with, because we've been with them for years. They installed our carpet. Like, I don't know why they're treating us so crappy, but anyway. But so do you think next week we might hear from someone?
I mean, you should hear from someone at least by Monday or Tuesday.
Oh,
if not today, yes.
Okay, great.
Okay,
let
me just verify that contact phone number again. That was 203-558-6293.
Right, and like I said, that's like secondary, because I don't know if this guy's just blowing, you know, the stuff they put me through last year. I wouldn't doubt it if they weren't just making up stuff. Because, I mean, tonight he said, well, I'm going to call you right back whether they answer or not. And he said, you do know it's Saturday at 6 o'clock. I said, well, maybe you don't know. I've been calling you for 3 days. You don't like answer your phone. And I've been on the phone since 4, so it's not my fault that it's Saturday at 6. But,
oh,
you know,
wow.
I think alluding to that he might not get through to you guys. And I literally sat here for an hour by my phone, and it never rang. So I'm like, don't play with me. Like, you don't need to do that. I'm a good customer. Just don't play with me. You know, I wouldn't do that to somebody. But anyway, but I really, really appreciate your help. You've been the sweetest person I've talked to through this whole ordeal so far, so I really appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you for calling XPO. You have a great day. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. You too. Bye-bye.